From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. U.S. jet fighters continue to pound Islamic State forces in Iraq. U.S. Central Command says four more airstrikes today took out armored carriers and a truck that were firing on civilians near Sinjar. Refugees have been taking shelter in the Sinjar Mountains. McClatchy reporter Mitchell Prothero tells NPR U.S. aid drops are continuing as well.
There have been airdrops by the Americans, the Turks, and the Iraqis of food. The American one was quite extensive, but at the same time, you know, you drop in 8,000 meals and water. That's an awful lot to drop from a plane, but it's nowhere near enough for if they've got 40 to 50,000 people up there.
In a statement today, President Obama warned Americans that the new U.S. military campaign in Iraq could take time. He described it as a long-term project. The largest held rebel stronghold in Ukraine, Donetsk, is now said to be surrounded by Ukrainian troops. Inside the city, a top separatist leader says his forces are willing to accept a ceasefire to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe there. Ukraine's president says his country is prepared to allow aid in, but he says that mission must be international in character. Chances for a peace agreement between Israel and Hamas militants anytime soon are rather low after a bloody month of fighting. NPR's Alice Fordham reports from Gaza that renewed violence has killed five today.
Israel says more than 70 rockets were fired from Gaza in the 24 hours after a three-day ceasefire expired. The barrage came after Palestinian officials expressed frustration with peace talks in Cairo. They want more freedom of movement and goods into and out of the Gaza Strip, among other demands. But Israel, which controls most crossings, has not yet budged on the issue, and since rocket fire restarted, has suspended its engagement in the talks. A UN spokesman, Chris Gunness, says 65,000 homes have already been destroyed in the fighting and called for a political solution. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Gaza.
China is defending its decision to build lighthouses on some disputed islands in the South China Sea. NPR's Frank Langford says Beijing says they're needed to facilitate navigation.
China plans to build on five islands, including two said to be in water claimed by Vietnam. China says the lighthouses will not violate international law. The move would fly in the face of a call by the Philippines and the U.S. not to change the status of the disputed formations in the area. Neighboring countries complain China is trying to gain control of the South China Sea by making moves that aren't aggressive enough to spark conflict, but still establish precedence on land and sea. In May, China put an oil rig in water Vietnam considers its exclusive economic zone. And the Philippines says China has used a dredge to build an island where it plans to construct a runway. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is NPR News. Authorities in Kitsap County, Washington, say a 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with the death and sexual assault of a 6-year-old girl. Her body was found last weekend near the mobile home park where she lived. Sheriff's Detective Earl Smith says the boy was arrested without incident at his home in that same mobile home park, and he will be booked on suspicion of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and rape. Detroit is joining with the Justice Department in requesting the removal of a federal monitor who's been overseeing the city's police department. Quinn Kleinfelder of member station WDET reports the department's been operating under a federal consent decree for 10 years now.
The consent decrees required Detroit police to stop illegally detaining people, clean up holding cells, and halt the excessive use of deadly force. City officials argue the department has made significant strides since then and want a federal judge to remove the monitor and their nearly $90,000 a month salary and move to a transitional agreement. If approved, the agreement would begin later this month, just days before the start of a trial over Detroit's plan to exit bankruptcy. The Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality argues the force has not made the necessary improvements and vows to challenge the request to remove the monitor in court. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
And police in Minneapolis now say nine people were hurt in a shooting at a downtown nightclub last night. That includes a pro football player. The Minnesota Vikings say defensive tackle Linval Joseph was shot in the calf. He was treated for a minor injury and released. Two others were seriously hurt, but most of the other injuries were minor. I'm Jean Cochran.